Yeah. Sure.
John says, you know, that you really didn't get a chance last year, but that you'll get a chance this year despite, you know, Kyle and Tim and everything. How do you feel about that?
I feel good. I mean, that's kind of how I felt last year as well. And, you know, obviously it feels good to have an opportunity and be able to get out there and win. I mean, like I said before, I mean, I'm the only guy that didn't play last year, and I wish I would have had an opportunity to play. I felt like maybe things could have been different, but I don't know. So hopefully I'll get that opportunity this year.
What's it like with all this, you know, focus on Kyle Orton? Will he be traded? Will he not be traded? Is it Tim's? What's it like for you?
You just got to keep your head down and keep working. I mean, that has nothing to do with us, you know, during install one, install two in camp. So you just go out there and you got to sling it around, your number's called. And otherwise, you got to keep progressing and help, you know, the young guys come along, you know, too. We got a lot of young guys that, you know, based on the situation, not having OTAs and all that, we're trying to bring them along. So sometimes you're talking to them in the huddle and making sure they know what they're doing.
Brady, is there any noticeable awkwardness or tension between Tim and Kyle at all?
I don't know, man. I mean, look, I'm not going to go into, if you're going to ask questions about football, ask questions about football. But, you know, I'm not here on, like, anyone's relationship status, okay? So.
How was it after Facebook?
How is it?
Yeah, you guys said Twitter or Facebook or, you know, some message board or something.
You said you didn't get a chance last year. It's only one practice in. Do you feel like you got more, you know, opportunities?
We definitely get more reps. I mean, I think the way things are divided, there's definitely more of an opportunity. So hopefully, you know, I can start mixing with a guy like B. Lloyd. It'd be nice to throw to him and, you know, Decker and some of the other guys that I built a little bit of a rapport up with last year in the preseason.
More comfortable this year than a year ago with this
system? Of course. And the terminology is, you know, pretty similar. There's definitely some changes, but those sorts of things, you know, probably won't take, you know, effect until later on in camp, you know, finish sort of some of the end of the installs.
Brady, you talk about building a rapport. I know you work with a bunch of these guys out of Valor. How much do you think that'll help?
I think it helps a ton. I mean, again, you know, Matt Willis was a guy I got to see a lot this summer. Decker and Eddie Royal as well, and B. Lloyd a little bit. So, you know, all those guys got a lot of good work in with, and I feel extremely comfortable throwing home.
What's happened the last couple of years, Brady? How do you keep faith?
I think you do just that. I mean, I think my faith has been what's helped me to endure and helped me to keep, you know, pushing and working hard. And, you know, knowing that God's brought me here for a reason, and I'm going to keep working and keep doing my thing until, you know, the opportunity presents itself. It's so much more light, man. I mean, guys are having fun. Guys are enjoying being out here. I mean, he's really made camp more fun. Team meetings, even that, you know, some of the jokes and stuff he was talking about. I forget the analogy he made. But, you know, he's a funny guy. He's fun to be around. He makes football fun again.
I heard that his showed up in Carolina. His first team meeting was pretty intense, and he kind of put jobs on the line.
I mean, you could say there's definitely an intensity to the way he talks, but at the same time, I mean, he makes it fun. I think, you know, he understands, you know, where we've come from in the last year, and he understands kind of what this team needs, and it's good because I think the team's really responding right now.
Have you spent much time in LA since this?
I haven't yet to see him as much. You know, I've been a little more preoccupied with the whole installing camp and all that.
Brady, you and Kyle joke at all about, so you're out there a lot with him, you joke about the situation, you talk about the situation, how do you guys deal with it?
I mean, look, I mean, we've grown a rapport over the past year, you know, being two of the older guys in the room and all that. So, I mean, we joke about a lot of different stuff, not just football.
Were you in any way surprised that he was here today?
No, I mean, look, we don't read, like, the news and everything, every little report you guys write. I'm sorry to inform you. We've got installs each day we're preparing for out here. So, you know, guys, their head isn't too, you know, what's going on TV and the news and all that. Their heads in here in the playbook where it needs to be.
In your view, do you feel you're going to get a good opportunity this year?
I hope so. I mean, look, I can only hope. I've been told things in the past, and, you know, those things didn't necessarily come true, so all you can do is really hope.
Brady, you said last year it wasn't, you know, maybe as much fun. Personally, what was it like for you last year? Didn't really get a chance to play, you know, at the end of the season when you might have had a chance. Tim went in there. How difficult was that for you last year?
Well, it's just tough putting in all the work and then not having an opportunity. You know, I think everyone feels if they're playing, they have an opportunity to change the tide. And a quarterback's one of those positions where you have a really big input in trying to change how things went. So, you know, being out there, you know, with a bunch of the guys that, you know, you're sweating, you're bleeding with, working with all the way through the camp and the season, to have things not work out in game, and you want to be out there with them. I mean, win or loss, you want to be out there fighting.
Given the lockout, our teams with new coaches, behind the eight ball, is it doubly difficult, or is everybody kind of on the same?
Everyone's trying to play catch up right now. You know, I mean, I think based on the scenario, everyone's trying to play catch up. Without a doubt, the rookies have it the hardest. So kudos to them if they can, you know, get in the playbook and get on the field early, because that'd be quite a feat.
Are you guys in a little bit better shape, even changing head coaches, keeping your offensive coordinator out of the relationship with the head coach?
Yeah, exactly. I think the terminology is there's a lot of turnover, so we feel pretty confident and good about that.